Welcome to Relational Skills in Real Life, a Thrive Today podcast where we share everyday stories of encouragement and transformation from people using relational skills in their lives. Spend time with us and be inspired by real-life examples of how we use relational skills to strengthen and repair our relational connections. We're so glad you're here.
Hello friends, Chris Corsi here, president of Thrive Today, and I want to welcome you to the Relational Skills in Real Life podcast. Friends, today's example is such a helpful example. I'm honored to have my friend Elizabeth Mix, who's with us, and she's going to share how she messed up well. That's right. We're going to continue this concept that we've talked about before of messing up well. And the reality is, friends, we fall out of relational mode. There's no shortage of things in this world, of things in our life and things in our community that puts us in enemy mode. It's going to happen. And one of the things we often say at Thrive Today is this is why we practice relational skills on the good days so that these skills show up on the bad days. And so Elizabeth is going to share her example of a family gathering where she slipped into enemy mode. And I want you to notice how Elizabeth recognized that she was slipping into enemy mode. I want you to hear the words that she describes and how she notices what's happening in her body. So let's listen to Elizabeth and see what happens.
My relational skills in real life story took place a couple of years ago at a holiday. And I love having friends and family over and setting the table and just having a lovely meal together. And I do this by, I get organized by making lots of lists. I plan out everything down to the minute so we can all sit down together and just I can enjoy my guest. So this time, as people started arriving, there was a lot of merriment and laughter and greetings, and people tend to congregate in the kitchen where I was working, which that's fine. But there was just a kink in my plan because one of our family members had brought a dish that still needed preparation. The only problem was both of my ovens were in use and there was no counter space. So I had to figure out real quickly how to solve this problem. And as I tried to figure it out, I became very focused. My face became very stern, my expression. There was no smile to show my guests that I enjoyed them. I was enjoying them. And my shoulders got tense. And as I moved around the kitchen, my movements were kind of jerky as I was just rushing. But finally, everything was ready. And we gathered to sit down at the table. And as we started to give thanks for the meal, I knew I could not say a word of that prayer and say it from my heart. My relational circuits were off. I was trying to solve a problem. So I was focused on this problem and I wanted it to go away. And people that I normally love to be with, I was just not that keen about at that moment. So I recognized this, and rather than just jumping into the prayer as I would have done in the past, I asked if we could just take a second to breathe together and just quiet ourselves. So the people at the table joined me in quieting and breathing. And just with each breath, I felt my shoulders relaxing. I felt myself come alive and want to be with these friends and family that I so cherish. So I'm really thankful that I learned relational skill of quieting, knowing when to take a break, knowing when my relational circuits are off, and could really take corrective action and just truly enjoy the people that I love and serve them in the way that I had planned for that day.
All right. Well, friends, wasn't that something? Elizabeth gave us a really good story here of probably something we all can relate with, about a moment where we're looking forward to some joy, some laughter, some good times, and circumstances become very difficult or very overwhelming. And so Elizabeth really did an amazing job of putting her relational skills into practice and noticing when her piece started to slip out the door and started to leave. I love the way that she was aware of her body. She noticed how her relational circuits were dimming and enemy mode was kicking in. And she noticed that in her body, in her mind. And she really paints a clear picture for us of that transition. So she wanted to build joy. She wanted to have fun with their friends and family, but circumstances were difficult. So she took the time for a little bit of self-care. And what I love about that example of just acknowledging, hey, could we take a moment for a breather? She recognized that she needed a breather. And you know what? When we need a breather, odds are very high. Everybody around us can use a breather as well. Most of us just don't think about it, or we don't give ourselves permission to take that breather. So she gave everyone just a nice dose of God's hospitality that said, hey, let's just take a moment in quiet. And so Elizabeth's worked hard. She's been practicing relational skills for a number of years now. Living relationally requires some training. And so living relationally just doesn't happen automatically. There's actually things that have to grow in us and in our character and in our brain to help us to be able to live relationally. And Elizabeth recognized she needed some quiet. She invited others to join in, and this helped to restore her joy and her peace. And what a very hopeful message for all of us today that, you know what, this is why we practice, so that in the moments we lose our joy and peace, we're able to stay present and we're able to stay our relational selves, which means we know how to stay ourselves. We know what's needed. We know what's not needed. So she knew she couldn't just try to ignore this. She couldn't dismiss this. She had to face this and she had to acknowledge it and then take the time to quiet. And what a gift. You know what? We trust people who let us rest, and we become guarded with people that don't let us rest. So I love how joy and peace was restored for this family gathering. And so as you think about going forward here, the key that I hope that you're hearing today is practice. We have to practice. That's why we're called the practice people at Thrive Today, because we practice, and we have to practice so that our character shows up with joy and peace. And so these relational skills will show up when we show up. And so the good news is you can learn more about these skills. We have some practice classes. We have habit builder groups that you can do on your own with friends or even with one of our trained facilitators. And these are very good ways. These are practical ways to not only learn more about these relational skills, but practice relational skills with other people.
Thank you for listening. Check the description of this episode for specific resources and visit us at thrivetoday.org anytime. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and share it with friends. We look forward to seeing you next time.